We're on page Nunvav. Nunvav Amid Beis. Nunvav Amid Beis. One second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines into the wide lines. No, nun, vav, amid beis, amid beis. 12 lines into the very wide lines.
Yeah.
No, amir abchanina. Nun vav amid beis, 12 lines into the very wide lines. No, further, 12 lines from the weird start squat. Yeah, 12 lines down.
Oh,
12 lines down from the weird start. Umar says, Amir Abichanina said, Harei be'er be'chaleim. No, you. Yeah, the other side. No. No, nun vav amid beis. Yeah, that side. 12 lines into the very wide lines. Amr Abchanina said, Hareya Ba'er Bechalein, if somebody sees a well in a dream, they dream about a well, Reya Sholem, they're going to see peace. That is a good sign of peace. Shinama, because it says, Vayachbiru Avdi Yitzchok Banochel, that the servants of Yitzchok dug a well in the Nachon, the valley. Vayimtsu Shom Ba'er Mayim Chaim, and they found there a well, and even though initially the servants of Avimelech were fighting with him, but the end result was that the bear finally, that they didn't fight. So he called it Rechovot. Rav Nosson Emer, Rav Nosson says, whoever sees a well in a dream, Matzah Teda, has found Teda for himself. Why? Shenemer, because the Pasuk says, Ki Meitzi, whoever finds me, Matzah Chaim, Hashem says, whoever finds me will find life. Uksiv Hacha, and here it says in another Pasuk, Be'er Mayim Chaim, that a well is a well of Chaim. So therefore, if you find Hashem, which is Chaim, so that's by seeing a well, you find Hashem. Then the Gemara says, Rav Amarava says, no, if you see a well in a dream, Chaim Mamish. You Mamish see Chaim. Chaim Mamish. Huh? Nun Vav Amid Beis. Rav Amarava says, almost midway in the page, Rav Amarava says, Chaim Mamish, if you see a well in a dream, you Mamish find life. Amar Rabchanan said, there's a book written on Shalom Bayis, it's called A River, A Bird, and a Kettle. It's the name of the book, huh? You know why it's called A River, A Bird, and a Kettle? Because it is Gemara. Amar Rabchanan said, Shalish Lemesheim, there are three dreams that tell peace. Nahar, Tzipur Ukdeira, a river, a bird, and a kettle. So there's a book about Shalom Bayis. They call this Gemara. The peace, because Gemara said, if you see a bird, a river, a bird, or a kettle, it's a sign of peace. So Gemara says, where do we learn this out from? Kedera is a kettle.
It's a pot. No, it's a pot.
A kedera, no. In English, it's called a kettle.
Yeah, but it's not.
You have to learn English. So Gemara says, Nahar, where do we see that the union of Nahar shows peace? Because it says in the Pasuk, I will extend peace to her like a river. So you see, river symbolizes the concept of peace. Seabird, where do you see a bird as the union of peace? Because it says in the Pasuk, just like flying birds, so Hashem protect us. Today, where do you see a kettle is the union of peace? Because the chsiv, it says in the pasuk, Hashem tispeis sholim lanu. Hashem will set peace for us. And as Rashi explains, tishpeis also means a kettle on a fire. And therefore it says, Hashem tishpeis simply means with a kettle, sholim lanu, it's going to be peace to us. Amar Abba Chanina Bar Chanina said, Kedera, what type of kedera symbolizes peace? What type of pot symbolizes peace? Only shame by basar. If there's no meat inside the pot. That's an empty pot or no meat. At least that shows the sign of peace. Why? Because it says a parsha kasher basir or kabasa b'terech kalachis. Because concerning a kettle that has meat inside, the pasuk said you have sliced them down like which is a pot that has meat in the cauldron, meaning it's an expression, you're going to slice them down. So if there's meat in a pot, it's not a good sign. But if it's a pot without meat, then it's a good sign. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shov ben Levi, Rabbi Shov ben Levi says, Hadayin nahar b'chaleim, if a person sees a dream. Now again, the Gemara is, remember we learned before, the whole Gemara, the way you interpret the dream, that's the way it happens, right? So the Gemara is going to say, all these things can be interpreted, the Gemara is coming up, two ways. So if you have such a dream, the first thing that should come out of your mouth is something good about it. Because then the dream will come to be good. So he says in the Moshe, Amar Rabbi Shov ben Levi, Hareya Nara B'chaleim, if somebody sees a river in a dream, Yashkin V'yemer, as soon as he gets up, he should right away say, Hinini Neita Eleha Kanar Shalom, I will extend peace to her like a river. Why? Kedem Shi Kadmena Pasik Acha, before another Pasik about a river comes to your mind, which is not good. Why? Because it says in another pasuk, "Ki yave kanar tzar," the enemy will come like a river. So therefore, there's a good nahar, there's a bad nahar. So if you dream about a river, right away say the good pasuk before the bad pasuk comes to your mind. Hareya tzipur b'chaleim, if somebody sees a bird in a dream, yashkin v'yayimah, should right away get up and say, "Kitziparim afis kin yogan," like the flying birds, Hashem should protect us. Because that's the good pasuk we learned. But kedem shekad medem pasuk acha, before you get another pasuk. What's another bad pasuk? Not a bad pasuk, but a pasuk that talks about negative. Because it says, ketzipa neidadis minkina. Like a bird that wanders from his nest, a person will wander from his place. So that's not a good sign. If you see, again, the same kettle in your dream, you should say the pasuk, yashka v'yayma, you should right away get up and say, Hashem tishbe shalom lana, Hashem set peace for us. Before another pasuk comes that says, Shveis hasiyas shveis, set the pot, set it, which refers to the horrors, as the Mefarshim say, of a siege against Yerushalayim. So that's something negative. Then the Gemara says, Harei anovim b'chaleim, if somebody sees grapes in a dream, you should say, Yashkin v'yaymar, Kanovim kamidbar, like the grapes in the desert, meaning things grow. Like he delivered the Jews from Mitzrayim. Kedem shekadmenu pasuk acha, before you get a different pasuk that says anavim me in vedresh, the grapes are grapes of a gall, and a gall is very bitter. So you should say good things. Harei ahar bechalein, if somebody sees a mountain in a dream, they should say manavu alahadim, how pleasant are the footsteps of the mountains. Ragli mevasid, the feet that are coming to tell us about the geula. Kedem shekadmenu pasuk acha, before you have another pasuk that says al ha'harim esa bechivani, after the destruction of the mountains, I will raise my voice on the mountains and cry. So again, you have the good mountains and the bad mountains. Yeah, because people didn't know the Gemara, so the guy made money on the book. Hareya shefer b'chaleim, if somebody sees a shefer in a dream, he should say the pasuk v'haya b'yem ahu yitakev v'shefer gadol, on that day they'll blow in the big shefer, which is good, you know, about Mashiach. Kein shekadmenu pasuk acha, before you come to another pasuk that says tiku v'shefer b'giva, sound a shefer in giva, and that refers to the troops coming to fight against the Eretz Yisrael. Hareya kelev b'chaleim, if somebody sees a dog in a dream, you should get up right away and say Elchol Bnei Yisrael Leyachar Skalav L'Shaynei, that all Bnei to the Eden, the dog, but they left Mitzrayim. It says the dogs didn't even move their tongues. Kedem Sheikadmenu Pasuk Acher, before you get another pasuk in your mind that says Haklavim Azi Nefesh, that the dogs are very greedy. So you don't want to dream. You want to dream good dogs, not bad dogs. Rei Ari B'chaleim, if somebody sees a lion in a dream, he should say, Yashkev Yaymer, Ari Shoig Mila Yira. The lion has roared, who will not fear? Which is a sign of Hashem, you know, of whatever, of Kedusha. Kredim Sheikadmenu Pasuk Acha, before you get to another Pasuk that says, Ola Ari Misuvchai. A lion left his den again to go against the Yidden. Because he says, Bavel is likened to a lion, and before they come to fight the Yidden. If somebody sees shaving in a dream an act of shaving, he should right away get up and say, when he took him out of prison, it says they gave him a haircut and he changed his clothing, and then he became the leader of Mitzrayim. Before you got to another passage that says, by Shimshon, Shimshon told Delilah that if they shave my hair, all my strength is going to leave me. That was the story when Delilah tried getting out of Shimshon his strength. Oh, you, Shimshon. So Shimshon said to her, if you shave my head, because he was a Nazis, if you shave my head, so then my strength is going to leave me. If somebody sees a well in a dream, Yashkin Yemei should get up and say, Be'er Mayim Chaim, it's a well of Mayim Chaim. Before another pasuk comes, Kahakir Bir Mei Mei Mel, like the well issues forth its waters, so evil should come. Again, this is a negative thing. If somebody sees reeds in a dream, he should say, Yashkin V'yayimah, he should get up and say, the phone's ringing. He should say that even a break, he will not break even a reed. They will never hurt the Jews. Kainim shekadmen a pasuk achad before another pasuk about reeds, which is not positive. It says in batachto al mishanen esakona rotzus. You have relied on the support of a cracked reed, and as you rely on nothing. Tan rabban the rabbanon learned. If somebody sees a reed in a dream, he should anticipate wisdom. Dream reads. In a dream, you should know you're going to get smart. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, kenei chachma, acquire wisdom. And if you read it, you can read a kana chachma. So the reeds is the inyan of chachma. Kanim, what happens if you dream many reeds, not one? It's apple of bina. You're going to get bina. You're going to get understanding. Shenamar ubechol kinyacha. In all your acquisitions, kenei bina, acquire understanding. So one is chachma, two or more is bina. Amar Rabzeira said, kara, kaira, kira, kanya. If you dream any of these things in a dream, what are they? Kara is a kara, which is a type of a melon. Kara is a heart of palm, kira is wax, and kanya is a reed. So if you dream a melon, a palm, kira, a wax, or a reed, kula maila lochalm, all things are good for a dream. Those dreams are good. Tanya, it says in a braisa we learned, a modern deluyan, we don't show reeds in a dream. Only to one who has really a lot of fear of God. And he brings down over here from Rav Nissen Goin, why do gourds show God-fearingness? Melons. Why do melons show God-fearingness? Even though they're very big, but they grow mamish on the ground. In other words, they feel humble. In order to be fear God, you have to be humble. So therefore it says, if you see that in a dream, it's good. Then the Gemara says, if somebody sees an ox in a dream, good morning. Yashkim v'yayim, should get up early and he says, that the firstborn, Yosef, is like an ox. Kedem she'yikadmen u'pasek achet, before you get another pasuk that says, ki yigach shodasish, that if an axe is going to gore a person, hurt a person, so it's better to. But basically, the Gemara is the Gemara is not finished with this. The Gemara is saying, you have a dream. The first thing you should do right away, you say something good. Because if something bad, it's not a good sign. So before any negative pasuk can possibly come into your head, the best thing is to say something good, and a pasuk that applies to it is good.
It doesn't, no?
Huh? Yeah. No.
A lot of people don't know that.
I know. So a lot of people ignore it. Some people don't. But your moshe, you have, there's a concept. When a woman goes out of a mikveh, it says the first thing she should see is not, she shouldn't see something which is tamei. In fact, she says if she sees something tamei, she should go back and immerse again. That's why when a woman goes out in the mikveh, the mikveh lady is standing there. It's the first one she sees and touches. Because otherwise, if a woman, let's say, would go herself to the river and come back and see a dog, in Shechon Aruch it says she should really go back and immerse again.
When he says something, which says Shalom Tov, Shalom Shalom.
Yeah, or say here the Gemara is saying detailed psukim that would apply more. What happens if a guy doesn't know these psukim? So then they say what you said. It was a good dream, a good dream, a good dream. But if you don't, but the Gemara is being more particular. If you can apply it to the dream itself, it's a much stronger power than if you just say, yeah, good dream, good dream, good dream. Not always. Alter Rebbe in Tanya says that the concept of a dream is because, especially bad dreams, is because the neshama doesn't make it all the way upstairs. So it's like half up, half down, and it sees the visions of this world in a dream state. So it's that's where nightmares come from. On the other hand, though, when a person has dreams of kedusha, of good, it's because the neshama is on a very high place. It says in Sfarim that if a person is learning very well during the day, and they have a lot of questions remaining in the learning, when they go to sleep at night, many times they'll wake up with the questions answered. Why? Because when it's like this, the body is limited. When the neshama goes up, it's able to get answers to the questions that it couldn't get answered before.
Is that for learning or just learning?
Huh?
Could be anything or just learning?
It says basically about learning.
So it says the deal is coming up, I don't know what to think about
it
next day.
Depends if you get a nightmare or not. Depends if you get a nightmare or not. Then the Gemara says, Tanya Rabbanan, Rabbanan say, Chamisha Dvarim Nemru Bashar. The Chazal said about five things about seeing an axe in a dream. If you see any of these five things in the axe in a dream, you'll see the Gemara interpret it. For instance, if somebody dreams that he's eating axe meat, Misashi, he's going to get rich. Nokhoi, if a person dreamt that the axe gored him and hit him, Havale banim tishemenachem b'teira. He's going to have children that fight each other in Torah. And they're not fighting, forget, they're going to learn and fight with each other in learning. Nashchai, if the axe dream, if you dream that the axe bit you, you're surim ban olive. You're going to get problems, punishments. Ba'ata, what happens if you dreamt the axe is going to kick you? Derech rechaykin is damnale. You have a long journey to go. What happens if you dreamt that you're riding an axe? You should know it means Eila Lugdula. You're going to become great. You're going to rise to greatness. Sure, an axe is a male cow. What you eat a lot of times is ox meat. Huh?
Bull?
Beef. Yeah, bull, ox. That's basically the meat we eat today. Most of the cows, they say for milking. What's it? Yeah, whatever. So the Gemara asks the question, you just got to be saying now that if you dream that you're riding an ox, you're going to become great. So the Gemara says, Vatanya, another Braisa says that if somebody dreams that Rechove, if you're riding an ox, Mesa means you're going to die. And here it says you're going to be great. So the Gemara says, Leikashe. Depends who's riding whom. If the person is riding the axe, then he's going to become famous. I mean, great. But if the axe is riding you in the dream, then you got problems. Then you're going to die. Then the Gemara says, if somebody sees a donkey in a dream, what does that mean? It's happily Yeshua. You should anticipate you're going to have salvation. Why? Mashiach, yeah. But he says, why Shenemer? Because the pasuk says, in a Malkecho Yaveloch, your king will come to you, tzaddik, a righteous person, Veneshu, and he's going to be victorious, refers to Mashiach. And how is he going to come? Ani Reichav Alachamer, a poor man riding on a donkey. So therefore, if you dream that you're riding a donkey, it shows a sign for you for salvation. Then the Gemara says, "Areyach Hasul B'Chalein." What happens if you see a cat in a dream? So he says as follows: "Ba'aser the Karle Shunra, in a place where they call a cat a Shunra, Nasus Le Shira No, you can have a very positive dream. And you can have a beautiful song." Shinra, but if they call it not Shunra, but Shinra, Nasale Shinra, you're going to have a negative change for the worse. So it depends what the city calls a cat. Shunra is good. Shinra is bad. So depending where you have the dream, depending on what the city calls a cat. Hadei Anavim B'chaleim, if somebody sees grapes in a dream, so he says as follows, Levonis, if they're white grapes, if you dream white grapes, Bein bezmanen sheb lebezmanen, whether they're in season or out of season, Yafis ain't, it's a good sign. Shchairis, if they're black grapes that you dream about, so bezmanen, if it's in this season, Yafis is a good sign. Shalei bezmanen, if it's not in the season, Rodois, it's a bad sign. Hareya sus lovin b'chalein, if somebody sees a white horse in a dream, Bein benachas, bein medradav, whether he's moving at a gentle pace or he's galloping, yafale, it's a good sign. Adam, if you see a red horse in a dream, so benachas, if he's going slowly, a trot, yafis, it's good. But Adam, if he's galloping, cautious, it's a bad sign. You know, there's a famous story we told that there was a chassid of the Alter Rebbe that had a son that turned off in Yiddishkeit. But he turned way off from Yiddishkeit. So the father came to the Alter Rebbe and said, Rebbe, I need help. So Alter Rebbe said to him, convince your son to come to me. So the son wasn't keeping mitzvahs, but at least he believed in the Alter Rebbe. So the father said to the son, Alter Rebbe wants to see you. He says, no problem. So he came to the Alter Rebbe, and Alter Rebbe said to him, okay, I understand you turned off, but you have to turn off so far. So much you have to turn off. So the son was a smart guy. He says to Alter Rebbe, I'll tell you what the story is. You have a fast horse and a slow horse. So he says, a fast horse is better than a slow horse. But if the horse takes a wrong turn, so a fast horse gets very lost because he goes quick, and a slow horse gets a little lost. So he says, Rebbe, I'm a fast horse. So the Alter Rebbe said, though, but there's still a difference in the opposite. When the horse realizes he made a mistake and he turns back, so a fast horse comes back quicker than a slow horse. So the Alter Rebbe said to him, if you're a fast horse, and he became a Baal Tshuva. It's called a Baal Tshuva. This is the story with the horses. Harei Yishmo B'chalein, if you see Yishmol in a dream, the Gemara says, Tfilasi Nishmas. Your tefillah is going to be answered. Why? Because first of all, we've seen Chumash, it says, Hashem heard this kala nar basher husham, and also Yishmael means Shamakel. So if you dream Yishmael, I don't know what he looked like, but if you dream something that appears to you like Yishmael, you should know that it's going to be, Hashem is going to listen to your prayer. But, he says, Davki Yishmael ben Avraham. That's only if you dream Yishmael, the son of Avraham. But if you simply dream an Arab, lie, it doesn't apply. That's what I'm saying. If you dream, and in the dream it appeared to you that it was Yishmael ben Avram, you're going to have a good sign. If somebody sees a camel in a dream, that means death was decreed in heaven upon you, and you were safe from it. And as you were safe, mamish, from death. Amar Rav Chama ben Rav Chanina Maikra. So Rav Chama ben Rav Chanina said, where do we see this in the pasuk that a camel means you're safe from a decree of death? Because it says, Anochi Eidei Imcha Mitzrayima, Hashem says, that I'm going to, but Yaakov Avinu had to go down to Mitzrayim. He's tired. The ocean put you to sleep. It's supposed to wake you up.
Last night.
Oh. What did you dream?
It was good.
Where do you see a camel is good? So Gemara says, because Hashem told Yaakov Avinu when he went down, you know, to meet Yosef. So Hashem says to him, I will go with you. And I will also go up with you. So what does it mean? Gam olay is like, Rashi says, is like a camel. Gam olay together is gamolay. So it's like a camel. So it means Hashem is with you when you see a camel, and He promises and will take him out. Rav Nachman Yitzchok comes. Rav Nachman Yitzchok says from a different pasuk. Mihacha, it says in the pasuk, Gam Hashem hevech atoscha leisamus. Hashem will remove your sin. Leisamus, you won't die. And Gam Hashem is again the meaning of gamol, because it has two out of the three words. Then the Gemara says, "Oh, he's not even here. He walked out." Horei Pinchas b'chalein. What happens if you see Pinchas in a dream?
Feel.
Wonders are going to happen to you. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that to Pinchas, like Rashi says, because Pinchas, the Gemara says, six miracles happened to him. During that time, when he was killing the lady, so it says, six miracles happened. So therefore, if you dream Pinchas, you're going to have wonders happening to you.
Everybody has a lot of miracles.
Yeah.
I myself have so many miracles.
Sure. There's no question. Ein balanes makke benise. The Gemara says, even the guy that the miracle happens to, only Hashem, and the Pasik, la'eisei nefloiz gedeilis levadei, that we say in davening, the God does wonders levadei. So the Gemara says that refers to dream to miracles that you don't even realize the miracle. Only Hashem knows the miracle. I'll give you an example. Somebody held you up in shul. You were about to go out, and somebody stopped you for a minute to talk. You don't even understand that. God forbid, maybe if you would have gone out early, you would have had a car accident. And because you went out, you don't even know what happened. The only one that knows what happened is Hashem. There's a whole story. They tell there was a Jewish advisor of a king, and the Goyim hated him, and they got the king's daughter to make up a whole thing against the guy, and the king ordered him to get killed. But the king said, the king told his guards to heat up a furnace. And then the king told the Jew that if somebody comes over to you and asks you a question, you should just take him and without any questions and burn him. So the king told the Jew the next day to go to that place and ask a question, whatever it was. I don't remember the details. So the Jew was about to go, and he was a doctor. He was the king's doctor that the Goyim were jealous of. On the way, a person came to him and said, "My mother's very ill. Your doctor, please come." And he said, "I can't. I have to do a mission of the king." He said, "No, but this is mamish saving a life." He said, "I can't. I have to go to the, you know, for a mission for the king." So the kid said, "If my mother dies, she's going to leave six orphans orphaned because of you not saving my mother." So he said, "You know what?" So he went and saved the mother. Meanwhile, the bishop, who made up the whole story, wanted to see what happened. So he went to the furnace, and he asked the guards what happened. So they didn't. They right away took the bishop and they killed him. They threw him into the fire. So later, the guy came afterwards to the furnace. He realized the miracle. But it could have been a story like that. He wouldn't have even realized the miracle. So, of course, huh?
Video, video
of the story. Yeah. Da'at Gemara says, Arei apil b'chalein. If somebody sees an elephant in a dream, you should know, ploys nasali. Wonders are going to happen. Why? Because pil is in Hebrew, ploys, wonders. What happens, pilim? What happens if you dream elephants? Pilim ploys nasli. Wonders of wonders will happen to you. Because it's plural of elephants. A lot of wonders are going to happen. So the Gemara says, how can you say an elephant is good? But Tanya, we learned, Kol mini chayis yofin l'chaleim, all types of animal beasts are good for a drink. Chutz min apilu min akeif, except an elephant and a monkey. That it's bad if you dream about an elephant or a monkey. And here the Gemara says, appeal is these, the wonders are going to happen. So the Gemara says, leikashi, it's not a question. Hadim misari. The first case when an elephant is good is when the elephant was saddled. Then it's a good sign. Hadolay misari. When is it a bad sign? If it's not saddled. It's not saddled. Huh? I told you there's a answer from the Rebbe. There's two stories with Yaakov Avinu's dream. When we learned the Chumash, we discussed it. Rabbi Yisrael Ruzhiner, the great Ruzhiner, when he was a kid, 5 years old, he was learning Chumash with Rashi. So when he learned the Pasuk, he asked all of Rashi's questions. This five-year-old kid, right away, before his, when he learned the Pasuk, he right away asked his Rebbe all of Rashi's questions. They came to Yaakov Avinu's dream, and it says the angels were Olim v'yordim, going up and coming down. So Rashi right away asked, what do you mean going up and coming down? First angels come down, and then they go up. And he didn't ask any question. So his Rebbe said to him, Yisraelik, this is such an obvious question, you don't... He says, Rebbe, it's a dream. You don't ask questions on a dream. I should ask questions on a dream. What's the problem with a dream? Then there's another thing, the same thing. Rashi says in Chumash that when Yaakov, it says, Ares asher ata sheichiv aleha, the land that you're resting on, Hashem is giving to you and your children. So Rashi says, Hashem took the whole Eretz Yisrael and put it under Yaakov Avinu's feet. So therefore, when he dreamt the whole land is... So this little girl asked the Rebbe a question in a letter. What do you mean you took the whole Eretz Yisrael? Where was Yitzchak? Like, where was Yitzchak, you know? So the Rebbe said to her, I'm very surprised at your question. It was a dream. He didn't. And as the Rebbe is learning, though, in the dream, it was only a dream that the whole Eretz Yisrael was put under him, not actually. If a dream, you don't ask any questions. Why? Okay, then the Gemara says, Hareya Huna Bechaleim. If somebody sees the name Huna, there was a famous Gemara sage, Rav Huna. But if somebody sees Huna in a dream, Neis Nasali, a miracle is going to happen to him. Why? Because it says, Huna has a Nun in it. And Nun is Nisim. Then the Gemara says, Chanina Chananya Yechanan. What happens if you dream? The name Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan, and all these things have two nuns. Nisi, Nisim, Nasali. Miracles and miracles you're going to get. You know, this is what we always say, the Rebbe always speaks about Nisan. The month of Nisan has a nun at the beginning and a nun at the end. I mean, the whole thing is miracles and miracles. And he quotes this Gemara. The Gemara says, if you dream with one nun, miracles are going to happen. If you dream a word with two nuns, especially the Rebbe said, when it's a beginning and end, for sure it's miracles and miracles. Hareya hesped b'chaleim. What happens if somebody sees a eulogy in a dream, that somebody's making a eulogy, a hesped? Min hashamayim chosu olav apadu. You should know that from heaven they spared you and they redeemed him. V'hani mili, that only applies b'chsova if it's when you picture it in writing. But if you don't picture it in writing, it doesn't mean anything. Then the Gemara says, this dream, I don't know who dreams. Ha'ena Yehesh Meir Abba Mevarech. If somebody dreams, in his dream, he's saying, Amen Yehesh Meir Abba. So the Gemara says, Muftach Le'ishu Ben Olam Abba. He's promised to go to Olam Abba. Guaranteed. Ha'kei de Kriya Shema. If somebody's reading the Shema in a dream, Roi Shetishra Lev Shechina. It means he's fit that the Shechina should rest upon the person. But the generation doesn't merit for you to be that great. If somebody puts on tefillin in a dream, they should look out for greatness. I think we should have a lot of dreams. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, All the nations of the world will see that the name of God is called upon you. And they're going to be afraid of you. Rabbi Lazar HaGadol says, what is this pasuk referring to? These refers to the head tefillin, because the shin is on the outside by the head tefillin. So all the guys, so therefore, if you dream that you're putting on tefillin, it's going to be great. If somebody dreams that they're davening, simin yafalei, it's a good sign. Vahani mili, that only applies though, the leisayim, that he didn't finish the prayer before he woke up. But if he woke up after he finished the prayer, it's not such a... whatever. Okay. Okay, we'll start the Gemara. The next thing refers to a lot of forbidden adulterous, incestuous relations. But nevertheless, it deals with the concept of a partner. The Gemara is going to say, we're going to see, it's going to sound strange. Habal imei b'chalein, if somebody has relations with his mother in his dream, yitzapel bina, he's going to get bina, understanding. Why? Because it says, ki im labina tikra. If you call out to understanding, and aim is bina, if you read it, aim. Habal naidu mudas, whoever has relations with a betrothed girl in a dream, yitzapel the teira, he's going to get the knowledge of teira. Why? Because it says teira, what? A girl that had kedushin, but she was no, she had only the kedushin, not the actual wedding.
Engaged?
Not engaged. No. In the olden times, okay, good. We'll finish here. In the olden times, under the chuppah, now there's two parts of the wedding. There's a man giving the ring, that is called kedushin. Then the second part is the seven brachas that we do under the chuppah. That is called nisuin, the marriage. In the old times of the Gemara, they gave the ring 12 months, and then, like today, and 12 months later they got married.
Hayu.
What did Kedush?
Hayu.
Huh?
Hayu. Hayu bin, no? Hayu.
There was Edison and nisuin. Today we do everything under the chuppah. When a man gives the girl a ring, right? In front of two witnesses, she is now forbidden to be with anybody else in the world. But she can't live with him until they get married. Now we do everything together, right away, you know what I mean? But in the olden times, not that anybody else should grab the girl, they did kedushin, so she was stuck to each other. And then, 12 months later, they had time to prepare for the wedding. So that's it.